Hi, Jeffrey Kleiman, DVD Talk.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking some time out today to talk about Blu-ray.
Oh, I can talk about it every day. not a problem at all.
So, I guess my first question for you is just kind of like, what is the 10-foot view of Blu-ray, and, you know, what's the big picture of it?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, it's a good question, Jeff, because a lot of people don't ask, what was the vision for the format creation? Not what the technology is, but, you know, what kind of precipitated that. And clearly, one of the goals was to try to determine what and how we could deliver maximum capacity on an optical disc, given the fact that HD is so data intensive. You know, it's roughly five times that of DVD. And if you just kind of extrapolate that out, if you normally have a single-layer DVD, which is, you know, roughly 5 gigabytes, you would need 25 gigabytes to, you know, equivocate that position delivering high-definition content.
Hmm.
And keeping all of the kind of value-added elements intact with what DVD offers today. And so that was kind of one of the primary goals in the development of applicable technologies for Blu-ray. And that led to really kind of redefining the physical format, since the format that exists with DVD, which is the 0.6 millimeter bonded format, really could not provide the capacity that all of the founder companies believed was necessary for the next generation disc.
Mm-hmm.
As you're aware, there are 10, actually 12 companies now that are part of the Blu-ray disc founders. Just an announcement last week about Dell and HP joining.
Now, one of the big questions that I think there's a lot of different responses to that maybe hasn't gotten sorted out is Blu-ray a Caddy-based media, or is it a, you know, a solo shiny disc format?
Yeah, you know, the initial product, which was introduced in the Japanese domestic market by Sony in April of this past year, of 2003, was cartridge-based. So that was the first product that was actually rewritable. And used exclusively for literally recording off of a BS digital service in Japan. Since that introduction, and with obviously knowledge of the requirements for the market, bare disc will be the adopted format when it's introduced here in the U.S. market.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a bare disc BD-ROM, a bare disc version of BDR, so write once, and then there will be a modification to the current rewritable to provide bare disc sometime this year.
Now, my understanding with AOD is that the technology for the red laser is different or separate or uncoupled with whatever compression scheme the DVD forum ultimately picks, whether it's MPEG 3 or MPEG 2 modified or Windows Media 9, so on and so forth.
Right.
With Blu-ray, is the technology of the disc and of the laser coupled with whatever compression you use on the disc, and what is that?
Well, the compression scheme that we've chosen for Blu-ray is MPEG 2 transport stream. And it was selected for a number of reasons. Obviously, you know, we're well into the development cycle of Blu-ray disc. The format, as I indicated, is already out in the domestic Japanese market. And with the standard in both the U.S. and Japan for ATSC or high definition being MPEG-2, it was a logical choice to use MPEG-2 as the compression format for BD.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, you know, mature, so there's a kind of rich infrastructure in the development of both the production side and the manufacturing side and in the encoding side and the authoring side. So all of those things were part and parcel to that position as well. And that'll be the codec used for Blu-ray. Now, certainly if you look out in the future when we start to see new applications develop as we see, you know, Blu-ray as a more of a network device, there might be opportunities to look and consider other compression codecs that are more efficient, such as either AVC or Windows Media V9.
Now, one of the questions that is on many people's mind in terms of being a DVD buyer and consumer now is, with Blu-ray, will I be able to play my existing collection? And if so, what's that experience?
You know, and I have to kind of just make sure you understand, there are no issues, technical issues at all, Jeffrey, none whatsoever. In fact, the players in Japan are absolutely play legacy DVD, DVD recordable formats, CD, CD recordable formats. But it's at the option of the manufacturer, because it's obviously you have to license that format. And obviously you would expect that everyone would have backward compatibility with the legacy products like DVD and CD.
And
I don't expect you'll see any consumer products that wouldn't.
And does that mean that it'll have blue and red laser on it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. 100%.
Now, does Blu-ray, I mean, is this a technology that has been looked at beyond just the high-definition movie space? Is there applications in the computing world, in the video game world? What other, where does this platform extend to?
Well, I think, you know, I'll put it kind of under the umbrella of blue laser, right? Blu-ray disc is a predominantly for both package media in the ROM side or playback side. It also is obviously capable, because of its high capacity, the 25 and 50 gigabytes are being used for a very high capacity storage media. And it also has the ability, and maybe it's not in the Blu-ray disc format itself, but using blue laser technology for a host of applications in any optical device, whether it's a camera or a PC drive or data storage component, could be a PDA, could be a a portable or laptop product. All of those applications will clearly evolve to blue laser-based technology, no doubt, because obviously its capacity also has less power requirements, so it's extremely good for portable applications.
Hmm.
So that will be where most of the CE and PC companies move in optical developments. But it might not be, you know, Blu-ray disc format itself, since that's a, you know, structured format.
Mm-hmm. So the what's on the table here is more than just necessarily Blu-ray disc. It's the whole blue laser technology that is the bigger picture.
Yeah, and it might come inside or outside, you know, the specific BDF or Blu-ray disc format, if you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, clearly that it will evolve to be kind of a blue world.
Now, members of the press, and I have to say us included, have been kind of quick to kind of dust off the age-old mantra format war.
Uh-huh.
with, you know, some clear decisiveness in the electronic manufacturers space, a format being developed outside of, you know, the DVD forum, you know, players like Toshiba and Sony and Microsoft and Dell all taking sides and putting out press releases about high def. How does Blu-ray navigate that minefield and you know, is it, are we, do we have it right? Is this a format war? Is this where it's all going?
Well, you know what? I think that, you know, the fundamental, Jeff, is that we'd like to see a single format. You know, that is the most efficient and effective way to create an adoption of a new technology from a consumer standpoint. It clearly is, you know, less confusing. However, the, you know, our goal and objective is really to make sure we deliver the best of breed in the requirements that we see exist and, quite frankly, the other 11 companies see exist for the next generation media. And that's why, you know, 12 of really some of the most powerful companies, both in the CE space and the IT space, supporting Blu-ray disc. I don't know where it will lead in terms of the current offerings that Toshiba and NEC are making, but we think we have to push forward to make sure that we bring the best format to market.
Do you see a world with a device that's, you know, the skeleton key electronic media device that plays Blu-ray, red laser, AOD, DVD?
I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, that's, well, it's something we'll have to look at down the road. We hope not. You know, we've seen what kind of complications that brings. If you look just, you know, right now, even at the DVD audio and SACD environment.
Yeah.
So we'd like to, again, you know, just certainly the focus is to have a single format. Let's see what happens.
So what's the killer app for Blu-ray? I mean, right now...
I think, you have to kind of look at it as, you know, people are going to want high-definition movies. And I think that's first and foremost what you have to deliver. I mean, there is certainly, if you know, and I know you're aware of the market, you see the growth that we're starting to see in high-def. I mean, the world is going to transition from standard definition to high definition. There's no doubt about it. And I think with that transition, the appetite for high definition movies will grow. And I think first and foremost, we have to deliver that, you know, highest level of AV performance. That's really number one. But above and beyond that, I think that as we look at more expanded broadband world, with higher levels of connectivity and interactivity, it will also have to bring new experiences to the consumer, both in terms of, you know, expanded experience, as well as, we believe, to make the experience, you know, simple to use and seamless in how it operates, and really step up from what the DVD experience is today.
Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of studios talk about, you know, in all formats across the way, this kind of mythical wow experience. But to date, nobody's been able to really articulate what that could be. Do you? I mean, I'm not expecting you to say, well, you know, here it is. If it existed, I think people would be trumpeting it. But do you have an idea of what, you know, an example of something that could be a wow experience, that could be something that's so compelling to consumers to, you know, to rebuy a version of a particular movie that they have on DVD?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the goal and the capabilities within the format. It's kind of going to be up to the creative community, you know, to use the tools that they have to try to create that kind of experience. But we're going to make sure that we give them those tools. And just to give you some kind of maybe insights into what some of those capabilities might be, and they might not be the, you know, the big, you know, killer app at this juncture, but if you think about it, we're going to try to make sure that there's a more seamless experience in the transition from the movie content to the value-added content that both exists on the physical disc and in the internet world, so that it's an easier experience for consumers to go right from the disc to a connected site. Right now, that's a little complex, as you're well aware, with DVD. For the most part, you have to take it out of your TV set and bring it over to your PC and then try to get connected that manner. we believe that we're going to try to see convergence happen, and there are going to be more people that have broadband connectivity, and you'll be able to do this right on your TV.
So are we looking at Blu-ray disc devices being part of a much larger convergent device, or something that's more resembling to...
network connected device. And with that network connectivity comes lots of different options that it could exist in terms of how the content is used and utilized to the advantage of the consumer, so they get more benefits out of it, and it may be looking down the road in a home network environment where you're distributing content throughout the home and to maybe different types of devices. You know, all of this, of course, based upon a secure environment. And I think there might be some other opportunities once you start to develop a connected environment that really doesn't exist today, so that you can get updated information. There is an example that we have shown at some of our events where it's possible to download subtitles so that you can address a much broader ethnic market that exists without having to actually put that information on the disk itself. So all these things kind of, and I think there's a lot of things, quite honestly, Jeffrey, that we're not really aware of that will develop as we move into this, broadband future.
I know on the studio side, the pitch for a lot of the next generation kind of disc format have been about, rights management and content protection and so on and so forth. As a consumer, I think there's a question about just the practicality of the average person wanting to take content from one of their players in one room to watch it on a portable system, or watch it on, on their laptop, or watch it in their bedroom. What does that universe look like for Blu-ray?
Well, I think I think you're absolutely right. I think the key issue that we have to deal with is making sure that there is a secure environment that is adopted for the ability for consumers to do kind of whatever they need to do to get better enjoyment of the products they buy. And that's something that we're absolutely working on as part of the platform. Certainly it involves, rights management and rights usage, and those will be keys to providing consumers with this flexibility. And I think the studios they're open to it. They understand that they need, there's a kind of a new change. They can see what's happened with the music industry and how that's kind of altered the way people enjoy their music, from this point forward. And they're looking to make sure they have those same opportunities, but also understandably concerned about, protecting intellectual property at the same time.
Is region coding something that's part of the Blu-ray disc format?
It's a consideration. And that's, as you know, primarily because of the theatrical distribution side. Is the sequential distribution is critical to the studios. Unfortunately, I think they'd love to be able to do a worldwide, but there are differences between, the ability to do that, quite honestly, in the movie business.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of screens, seasonality differences, making all of these additional edits and revisions required for distribution overseas. So there's lots of issues that still exist.
What do you think right now stands as the greatest challenge to the Blu-ray disc format?
Well, I think that, I don't know. I mean, I don't think we have, obviously the big challenge, an ongoing and a very complicated issues are ensuring that we have the most secure platform for the content owners. This is, after all, high definition. This is the best of what is deliverable from the studio vaults and their libraries, and so it absolutely is critical to make sure that we have a very, very secure and robust both copy and content protection schemes. And we think we've made some incredible strides in that area, both, you know, from lessons learned with DVD and also using advanced technologies.
What do you think, on the flip side of that, what do you think the greatest strength of Blu-ray is right now going forward to be the, you know, premier?
Well, I think that, I think on a number of fronts, clearly we think we have a very strong cadre of supporters with the 12 companies that are founding companies and all of the strength that they bring into the format. We have the highest native capacity of any media format, optical media format. We have a new physical format, so it's a new disc structure. So it quite honestly enables us to establish a much more stringent kind of production process controls, as well as ensuring that we can adopt more stringent kind of controls in the key exchange area. I know that's getting a little technical, but it's this whole issue of security.
Mm-hmm.
And we think we have certainly developed a very robust platform for that. We also think we, you know, will have addressed the whole issue of convergence, which we think is critical for the future. It's, you know, we've talked about it for many, many years, but it really is happening out there with the you know, evolution of the media server products and other products that are starting to bridge the whole CE and IT industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think those are some of the strengths certainly that exist. And we also think we'll, you know, be able to deliver the best of breed experience for the consumer.
When what's the timeline now for availability? When do you think we'll start seeing consumer-based products with a Blu-ray?
Manufacturer makes their own choice, but for Sony, we're targeting the fall of or late 2005 as the first entrance of Blu-ray products into the U.S.
So there's a good almost 2 years of time between now and then that for the format to get tightened in spec. And
right. I mean, it's a long process. I mean, it's, you know, it's not just, you know, it's a long development process for the LSIs. It's a long development process for the authoring and for the manufacturing. But one of the advantages we have, we think we're much further ahead of the curve than where we were with DVD at its kind of same relative time. And we believe that we'll be able to deliver that product, as I said, in late 2005.
Is there any concern, given some of the best-of-breed technologies that have come out of Sony that have not found their way into the mass, that Blu-ray, you know, that there are dangers that Blu-ray could fall in, like, you know, like mini-disc and even SACD and Betamax?
I think so. I think that, you know, we know what's necessary for the delivery, the next generation, let's say, of optical disc for all of the requirements that exist in the market, as we've talked about, you know, fairly extensively through this interview. And this is really delivers the goods. We think it's a solid format. It does all of the things that you would expect of the next generation disc. And clearly, we think the market and the appetite will be ready for this product by the time we plan introductions, given the correlated and parallel rise in high definition. I mean, it's really kind of goes hand in hand with that. And it really does deliver on the promise of the next generation disc.